That philosophy sought to reduce the universe to hard little balls that can be weighed and measured. He responded by declaring that mind is utterly different from matter, substance dualism. Descartes' approach pleased many, but it created a practical problem. How can mind communicate with matter if the two substances are utterly different? How does the mind guide the brain to rule the body? Over the years, Descartes' substance dualism fell into disrepute because no material mechanism was found. After the apparent triumph of the hard little bits, the mind was ignored, marginalized, or even denied. After all, matter was what mattered. But philosophers of matter, much as they have tried, failed to explain away the fundamental puzzles and paradoxes of consciousness. Science's biggest mystery is the nature of consciousness. It is not that we possess bad or imperfect theories of human awareness. We simply have no such theories at all. About all we know about consciousness is that it has something to do with the head rather than the foot. Physicist Nick Herbert. Nowhere in the laws of physics or in the laws of the derivative sciences, chemistry and biology, is there any reference to consciousness or mind. This is not to affirm that consciousness does not emerge in the evolutionary process, but merely to state that its emergence is not reconcilable with the natural laws as at present understood. Neuroscientist John Eccles. I think the biggest unanswered question is how the brain generates consciousness. It is the question I would most like to solve, and the one I would tackle if I were starting out again. Pharmacologist Susan Greenfield. Conscious beings are both the observers and the observed. The fact that objectivity is impossible in such a situation creates a difficulty, of course. But it is only the first of many difficulties. Consciousness cannot be directly observed. No single brain area is active when we are conscious and idle when we are not. Nor does a specific level of activity in neurons signify that we are conscious. Nor is there a chemistry in neurons that always indicates consciousness. As philosopher of mind B. Allen Wallace notes, "Despite centuries of modern philosophical and scientific research into the nature of the mind, at present there is no technology that can detect the presence or absence of any kind of consciousness, for scientists do not even know what exactly is to be measured. Strictly speaking, at present there is no scientific evidence even for the existence of consciousness. All the direct evidence we have consists of non-scientific, first-person accounts of being conscious."